Okay, welcome, scholars, to August 14th on Joe's Daily U.S. History Lesson. I'm your host, Joseph DeCristoforo.
And although it's been said that history books are written by the victors, I'm not sure if that's necessarily true. For instance, just because America won the Revolution, does taxation without representation mean anything now? And when was the last time it actually did? Or just because the Union Army won the Civil War, doesn't mean that the South lost. I mean, African Americans couldn't even enjoy the benefits of the 15th Amendment until 100 years after it was passed. Regardless of who writes the history books, a country doesn't need to be perfect to be great. So with that,
let's begin the show as we normally do with the Pledge of Allegiance. Let's everybody stand up, put our right hands over our hearts, and face the flag and begin. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. America! And moving on to today's program.
News of the Berlin Wall hits American headlines. The Explorer 6 snaps the first Earth selfie.
And we'll wish a happy birthday to Vigilante X Beidler. All right, so now let's get started.
1961. Here are the headlines from the New York Herald. Red seal off East Berlin to block refugees. Forces threaten to fire on protesting crowds.
New York Times.
East German troops seal border with West Berlin to block refugees' escape. Since World War II, Germany was divided into four sections of new ownership by the United States, Great Britain, France, and the Soviet Union. Since the beginning of that division, which included the city of Berlin, capitalism was running fine and dandy in the West Side, and communism on the East Side, or the Soviet Union side, was, as always, not. From 1945 on to this point, East Berlin professionals were leaving their sections in droves to head to the West. President Jack Kennedy had already looked bad as he started taking office with the failed Bay of Pigs invasion, in which he unsuccessfully authorized a coup d'etat in Cuba. But Soviet leader Nikita Khrushchev had his hands full with the Germany situation. Walter Ulbricht, the head of the state for the East Side, known as the German Democratic Republic, or GDR, lost his patience watching well over 4 million professionals, including doctors, teachers, engineers, and others, retreating to the other side. It was Khrushchev's only choice. The GDR was completely lost, as the economy was in complete ruins, even though the Soviet Union kept putting state money into the economy, because that's how communism works, but I think you already know that. So after midnight, on August 13th, 1961, forces were sent into the city border, and a barbed wire fence was set up. It was Sunday night slash Monday morning. By the time daylight struck the city, the citizens of the GDR found they would be unable to cross the border to the west side to get to work. And the protests started in earnest. Days later, a concrete barrier would take the place of the chain link fence. More tried to escape and pay the price dearly, many times with their lives. But now here's Kennedy in yet another tough position, as he steered the United States through a very hostile Cold War with the Soviet Union. For the time being, he felt the need to do nothing. It wasn't the United States' problem, for one thing. Besides, as JFK said himself, quote, "It's a hell of a lot better than war," unquote. President Kennedy wasn't in office for very long, and these very subtle moves of not getting into a conflict with East German forces would be one of his smartest decisions, even though excited Americans wanted him to be more forceful. Tearing down the wall would be a bad idea, he said. Quote, "We could have sent tanks over there and knocked the wall down. What then? They would build another one back 100 yards? We knock that down, then we go to war?" Unquote. The East Berliners would continue to get squeezed until the late 1980s. In fact, during the 80s, a song by German music artist Nina released a song called 99 Love Balloons. I'm sure you've heard it. But the next time you listen to it, pay close attention to the lyrics if it's the English version, unless you speak German. And despite the very poppy dance beat that song has, it actually sends a very powerful and sad message about some children letting go of some red balloons near the wall, only to be seen by the Soviets as a weapon from the West Side and beginning another war. The song actually does a great job of capturing the emotions of the area at that time. Finally, in 1989, the wall came down, and thousands of friends and family who hadn't seen each other in over 25 years reunited. Thanks to America. 1959, Explorer 6 snaps the first Earth selfie. That's right. From the Atlantic Missile Range in Cape Canaveral, Florida, this unmanned craft, nicknamed the Paddle Wheel, was launched to orbit. Its mission, according to NASA's website, was to observe radiation of various energies, galactic cosmic rays, geomagnetism, radio propagation in the upper atmosphere, and the flux of micrometeorites. While it was there, when I say out there, I mean from 17,000 miles out there, it used a photocell scanner, basically a small analog electronic processor called Telebit, to take a rather primitive, but the first ever picture of our beloved rock we Earthlings call home. Telebit took about 40 minutes to transmit frames, each totaling 7,000 pixels, back to Cape Canaveral. Say cheese, everybody! Snap. Finally, 1831, happy birthday, Vigilante X. John X. Beidler from Pennsylvania led a group of vigilantes hunt down crime led by the Lawless Plumber Gang in Montana in the 1860s. He helped to bring law back into order and personally hanged five of Plumber's gang members. Beidler simply went by the name X. There's a lot more to that story if you check out the John Axline book, Speaking Ill of the Dead.
And so that, my friends, is going to wrap it up for August 14th on Joe's Daily U.S. History Lesson. Once again, I am your host, Joseph DeCristoforo. Check out the website, joesdailyushistorylesson.com. Let me know what you thought about today's program. So the Berlin Wall and Explorer 6 and Big Pappy are all great stories, but I got more stories than that on the website, and I want to talk about those too. For example, what about the Liberty Tree? A true patriotic symbol of American pride, yes or no? Or what about Social Security? That's in a discussion all in itself. So do get involved with the comment board and check out some of the multiple choice quizzes while you're on there. Let me know how you do on those. And now, be sure to check out tomorrow's program. I'll talk about Henry Ford, the dental chair, Woodstock, Mark McGuire, and Apocalypse Now. In the meantime, you can catch me on Facebook and Twitter. My Twitter handle is JDUSHL. And until then, thanks for listening, everyone, and thanks for being great patriotic Americans. See you tomorrow.